This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back at the Williston-Mason Petroleum Conference. Got some time to find out what's on your mind here before we have our next guest at the bottom of the hour, so lay it on me. I'm picking up all kinds of things about what's next in the Bakken. Governor Doug Burgum did a fantastic job today. I'll recap that for you a little bit. In talking about how the state just wants to be a good partner with the oil and gas industry and be right alongside on the innovation side of this industry, being those great partners. So I think that's fantastic. I really do. Great to hear. Good message. I'll recap it for you in a moment here and welcome any calls, questions, and comments you have on what's on your mind. Telephone number to call us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can talk about what's happening here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference or anything today, okay? Anything you want to talk about is in the news, but I would like to be challenged a little bit on the industry and the Bakken and, you know, any questions you might have, any skepticism you might have, any concerns you might have about the impacts or, hey, where's this going? You just challenge me. Because you get here for a couple of days, and you just pick up a lot of buzz. So I think I'm armed with enough knowledge to be able to properly answer your questions today on the program. We're brought to you this hour by Newsmax. His name is Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of Florida, a guy everyone's talking about. You remember that, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, that fought against COVID lockdowns, and now Florida's booming? It's kind of like a North Dakota thing. North Dakota's booming. South Dakota's booming. We've got things in common with Florida here. And now he's taking on big tech censorship. That is no easy feat, I'll tell you that. So the guy's gutsy, and you need to meet him. So how about tonight, Town Hall, Newsmax, Spicer & Company is sitting down hosting Governor DeSantis. Sean Spicer, Lindy Keith. Tune in, find out what some people are saying is going to be a very, well, I think it's actually easy to say. It's not even that controversial. They're just saying he could be president in 2024, just based on his record. I don't think that's any kind of outlandish comment, actually. Just watch Spicer & Company tonight, 5 p.m. Central. Now, where do I find this, Scott? Where do I find this, Newsmax? Well, it's on all major cable systems. Well, I got Midco. I can't find it. Well, they're one of the cable systems that doesn't have it. So you need to call Midco and say, please put Newsmax on. I can switch, you know. I could go get a smart TV and get it with Roku or Pluto or Zumo or Amazon Fire or YouTube. I could download the free Newsmax app and get it there. But I'd rather get it from Midco. So Midco, come on. Let's go. I cut the cord. I watched it on Roku. But I've told the folks at Midco, I'm back. As soon as you put Midco on. As soon as you put Newsmax on Midco, I'm back. Start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel today. I watch it. Newsmax, you should watch it too. All right. Tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Texter says, another good radio show. Well, thank you. That's very nice. Another says, our Bismarck Hospital is full of people who've been vaccinated. Ask why they are not pushing therapeutics. A couple of questions from Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health. We'll have him back again soon to answer a couple of those questions. When you say full of people who have been vaccinated and they get COVID, that can happen. It does happen. I think it's a stretch to say the hospital is full of people who've had it. and had the vaccine. But as he said, now what they're seeing are cases with younger people that are really tough. So, again, he's a doctor. All right? He also is the head of Sanford Hill. Mike LeBeau is not the kind of person that gets on here and tries to trick you into doing something. He's giving you his best advice. And he is saying, because of the technology that we now have, the safety of a vaccine is something they're more easily able, more quickly able to determine. Now, mind you, Scott Hennen is somebody that has said, all right, I had shot one. Before I had shot two, I got concerned about it. I said, you know, I'm a little worried about this. I think that there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that, all right? At all. So I think that's just perfectly normal. I think people got to make this decision for themselves. And I don't think you can make it with bad data, going back to Michael Bowe's point. Make it for yourself with good data. Make it for yourself with good data, okay? Don't. And when you make the decision, just make the decision. Don't tell anybody. I'm amazed at the amount of ways in which we've sort of just turned our health decisions over to other people. You must not leave your house. No, I think I've assessed the risk and I can leave my house. You can't go to church. Why? I can go buy a loaf of bread. Why can't I go to church? Zero critical thinking skills. I shouldn't be the person you listen to related to whether or not you get a vaccine shot or not. That shouldn't be Scott Hennen's job. It shouldn't be a governor's job or a senator's job. It should be your decision based on the best advice from people you trust. And know the risk either way. If I don't get it and I get a COVID, what's out there for therapeutics? A lot. You can choose from all kinds of things. All right, will they all work? Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You got to make decisions. There's no silver bullet when it comes to health care. And I'm really honestly a little amazed at how quickly we've just tossed very important decisions to someone else without any critical thinking. Texter says, Scott, now's your opportunity to stand behind the professional on the subject and encourage your listeners to get vaccinated. You as the media have a tremendous impact and responsibility. I think we have a responsibility to conduct a conversation with professionals. Mike LeBeau is saying, as a doctor, as the head of Sanford Health, getting the vaccine is important. It's how we open back our economy. You, as a listener, say, should I do that or should I not? He's a professional. I'm not a professional. Why do you say it's my opportunity and I have this tremendous impact and responsibility to tell somebody about their health? I think that's crazy. I really do. I think that's, I don't know where we've gotten to in America when a radio guy should be somebody you listen to versus a doctor and your own doctor. Adrian, Peter County, North Dakota. I don't even know where Peter County is. Is there a Peter County in North Dakota? Or
I think that's Kidder County.
Kidder County. All right. Now I know where Kidder County is. I'm like, Peter County. Anyway, got it, Adrian. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, sorry if it's muffled. I'm actually out in the field working right now. But, no, I wanted to talk about the COVID vaccine and how kind of it's an oxymoron because My uncle got the COVID vaccine, and, you know, they're saying, like, oh, well, as soon as you get the vaccine, you can go back to normal life and whatever normal is. And it's just kind of ironic because if you look on the CDC website, they're still suggesting, oh, if you've been in contact with somebody, quarantine because you could still carry it. And it's like, well, what's the point in getting a vaccine if they're just going to make you do everything they're saying the vaccine's going to fit?
Well, now you have critical thinking skills at work. And again, it comes back to what are the risks? What are the risks if I take the vaccine? What are the risks if I don't take the vaccine? How old am I? What kind of risk category am I in? What kind of line of work do I do? I think one of the reasons that the typical sources that you would trust have really blown it and made be more people suspicious is things like wear a mask outside. Are you kidding me? Now,
oh, yeah,
there's not one documented case, not one documented case of someone catching COVID while they were outside. Not one. So your risk
there's
is...
There's no way they'd even know that. It's like...
Well, and by the way, I mean, they do this internationally. They do it internationally. So when they say that, it's in many places. But again, I just think we got to be smart about it. And Adrian, I really think it's your decision. I think you have to decide. But I think you're right to say the hysteria of if you get the shot, unicorn and pixie dust is going to float from the sky and everything's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be everything. You know, that's happy talk. And so is it to say happy talk, if I don't get it, I'll be better protected. There are risks to everything. And I think where we've lost our mind in this country, and look, I'm as guilty as anybody. I get a piece of information, I believe strongly in it, I'm going to come here, I give my opinion. Doesn't mean you need to listen to it, but I'm going to feel strongly about something and say something. When it comes to your own personal health, in my mind, you want to inform your conscience with critical thinking skills and ultimately make a decision yourself that you live with based on the risks. This isn't that difficult. Make the decision yourself, people. Take control of your health care. My gosh, more coming up.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back on 179, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Just had a chance to meet the new CEO of Oasis Petroleum. Swung on by here quick on the way to a meeting, but said hello. And good team. Good team. They really are. Kevin Black is coming up at the bottom of the hour from Credence Energy Services. Another big, booming company, up-and-comer, leading production chemical provider in the Williston Basin and Permian Basins. Chemical. Production chemical. What's going on here? There's a lot going on. So we're going to be talking about that as well. We are brought to you in part by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. What a great company. And, you know, one of the reasons I get so excited about things that are happening in this in the oil and gas space is because it makes everything better, right? So if the oil and gas industry is doing well, literally everything else is doing well. I mean, that's hotels and restaurants all the way up to folks that build beautiful, beautiful facilities like my friends at Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. Gateway Building Systems has gained a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor that holds experience, quality, reliability, and safety above all. That's just what they do. Now, farmer friends, listen up, because farm grain equipment, storage, or commercial buildings is what they do. They got you covered. Right now, they have stock. They're the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S., locally owned, turnkey convenience, factory direct product. Things are tough to get now. Supply chains are disrupted. And that's where you need somebody like Gateway that gets it. So whether it's the Brock solid bins or the grain dryers or the Millwright services, lags, towers, conveyors, they're in West Fargo, they're in Fergus, they're in Jamestown. Find them online, gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com, or call 800-747-4499, 800-747-4499. It's time. Commercial buildings, too, they can do a lot. All right, let's get back to the phones here. On What's on Your Mind, I think Kenny in Bismarck is next. Kenny, you tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I agree with what you're saying with this vaccine. You know, here's how it should be. If you want to get it, go get it. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Don't try to force it on people. And another thing is people, you know, they need to stop following like sheep and use their head a little bit here. That masks and stuff like that. You can relate that to, it's probably a dress rehearsal for the New World Order.
Well, if it isn't, sure looks like it is, right? I mean,
and those
are the things that I don't spend a lot of time on that issue on this program because a lot of it's unknowable, right? I mean, there's theories out there, there's concepts out there. Some would say, oh, that's a crazy conspiracy. I don't know. But just go back and say, well, if you wanted to get everybody, again, this is an example Eric Metaxas and I talked about Monday down in Mitchell, South Dakota. We know history. We know Hitler managed to say, those are bad people, we need to put them in gas chambers. And a lot of really good people all throughout Germany went, well, Hitler wants to do it, we're going to do what he says. That's just crazy. Now, you would look now and say, well, that's nuts. Well, it happened. It happens. So that's what happens when people don't have critical thinking skills. And I think we're at a spot in America where too many people don't have critical thinking skills. They don't think for themselves. And somebody said, I got to wear a mask, so I got to wear a mask. Okay. I ask this question a lot of school officials. Our daughter is wrapping up her senior year. And prom came along, right? And they said, well, okay, everybody's got to wear a mask. And I said, I'm curious, what is the data point that says everybody's got to wear a mask? Because they've all been vaccinated. They've all been tested hours before. They can't even get in the prom without being tested, okay? So what now after being vaccinated and being tested says kids at a prom should wear a mask? And I was told by the principal that North Dakota Smart Restart rules called for that. Well, North Dakota Smart Restart rules were like a year ago that we designed those. And they were when we had an emergency. Literally, a governor's executive order for an emergency in the state of North Dakota, which has ended. It ended at the end of April. So all of a sudden they go, well, isn't that? And they go, well, we'll just feel better. You just feel better. Okay, well, just tell me that makes you feel better then. Don't tell me. So this is why you've got to question everything. Do it respectfully. Just say, can you help me understand what it is about the threat that makes you make this decision so I can better understand whether or not I'm going to be a sheeple and just go along, or whether I'm going to say, I don't know. I mean, don't be rude about it, you know? Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate that. Let me go next to, let's see. Marge has a question for me, and she's in Harriet. Marge, lay your question on me.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question.
Yes.
I was watching the rally on Monday night with Mike Lindell, and it was fun to watch. Anyway, our signal kept getting jammed, and then we lost signal totally. So how do I go about getting on his new site so I can follow it?
Yeah, you were probably watching on OAN that night, and actually I watched the whole thing, but I did it from the website. It's very, very good. And it is archived, so you can find it at frankspeech.com. So some people download the app, some people, it's just very simple, frankspeech.com. Think of Frank as in, you know, a Frank, you know, and speech as in what I'm saying to you here, right? Pretty easy. So just go to frankspeech.com. And you'll have that every day now, pretty much. They're doing, you know, new programming on sort of whatever's in the news that day. The stuff that we've done in our Teddy Talks is up there. Other folks have, content up there. So it's pretty easy. I think if you just go to frankspeech.com, you'll find it, Marge, okay?
Okay, I got one other comment real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
And you can give me your opinion. You're talking about the vaccines and about the guidance and how we all have to make our own decisions, which I totally agree with. We all have to do what's best for what we think is right. But I will guarantee you that the new scam with the teachers union will be that if 12-year-old kids aren't getting the vaccine, the teachers will not be going to school in the fall.
Yep, and that's fine. Again, if a teacher feels as though the risk in the classroom is such that they can't be there, they should then put in their resignation or ask to be suspended.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. I mean, they've got to make that decision, whatever they feel is best for them. And, I'm 100% okay with that because everybody has to make that decision. Now, the teachers union shouldn't go to the school board and say, well, you will pay them. And because here's what I think most teachers I know are most concerned about, Marge. Educating students, the welfare of their students. And we know that education in America has been a disaster because of COVID. So kids need to be in the classroom to learn best. It is simple. It's not complicated. And I believe good teachers know that. And I believe they will do everything in their power to be there. And I hope they use some critical thinking skills as well. I don't doubt what you're saying will be true, Marge. They're already doing it. They're already doing it. And, it's sad to see the politics. That, to me, is politics. I'm going to use a pandemic, and I'm going to use something that will mean the education will be less effective. But I'm going to have the teachers union tell me I'm not going back to school, despite it would be the best place for the kids to be. Make your own decisions. Live by the consequences of those decisions. Use real data. Pretty simple.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Clinic on Tuesday released a study showing that over 99% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between January 1st and April 13th were not vaccinated. The numbers show coronavirus vaccines are effective at keeping people from dying and out of hospitals. The Biden administration Tuesday gave final approval to Vineyard Wind, a project off the Massachusetts coast slated to be the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm. While the go-ahead for the long-proposed project was expected, it marks a step in the White House plans to help jumpstart development of coastal projects off New York and New Jersey coasts. With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president.
USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Williston Basin Petroleum Conference brought to you today in part by our friends at Action Movers, now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's their lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 per hour. $99 per hour for two men and a truck when you mention Scott. All you got to do is call them at 566-5532. Say, Scott sent me. I want that deal. And by the way, their business is booming. They're now hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers. Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, no experience necessary, part-time, full-time. Folks, if you're looking for work, they train you. And you're going to work for a company that has been around for decades. Veteran-owned, these are good people. If you have a Class A CDL, tremendous opportunity for you. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. And now they're offering one of the most lucrative packages, compensation plans they've ever had for both employees, drivers, employee drivers, and owner-operators. Local, regional, over-the-road opportunities. Call them at 701-566-5532. And if you're cruising today, one way or the other, PetroServe USA exit 292 Valley City, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Let's see, today's Wednesday, so how about this? How about some Swedish meatballs or lasagna? That'd be worth going to exit 292, wouldn't it? I think it would. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs, Alfredo ravioli, 12th Avenue and I-29, lasagna and NP Avenue. You get the idea. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel can fix anything diesel. I've never seen so much diesel in my life as right here. Well, I guess I have. There's a lot of diesel.
And without, big iron too, yeah.
Without the petroleum industry, no diesel. So if you need your diesel to run better, CJ and the team at DAC Diesel can take care of you. All these fine folks help us do what we do all year long. And certainly here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference as well. Find out more about CJ and how he can, he even does house calls. But those additives now are what everybody's talking about. Get that diesel back running and save you a lot of money in repairs. 4-plus additive, turbo cleaners, super clean anti-gel. They're in Bismarck. Call them 258-5011 online at DACDiesel.com. Kevin Black is our next guest. Kevin is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Credence Energy Services, a leading production chemical provider right here in the Williston Basin, but also in the Permian as well. And he brought along his Director of Technology as well. Kevin, first of all, good to see you.
Well, thank you, Scott. Appreciate you having us here this morning.
Good to see you. And Eric Nelson is here. Well, Eric, Director of Technology, how are you, Eric?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
So Talk about production chemicals in the space that Credence is in for folks that have no idea what you do.
Kevin. You bet. Simplest way to think about it is we're like the doctors and the pharmacists of the oil field. So just as your body gets old and ages, things plug up, things break down, same thing happens in an oil well. Our two primary chemistries that we work in is scale inhibitors, corrosion inhibitors. So literally we're just trying to prevent mineral scale deposition from plugging off the tubulars downhole and prevent corrosion. Metal corrodes, we're working with brine, oil, and gas corrosive properties within those fluids, and we try to prevent corrosion from occurring.
And when you do what you do well, what's better?
Well, the biggest thing is we're preventing downtime and we're preventing cost to failure. The number one goal of production chemicals is to extend runtime and reduce failure costs. Workovers are very expensive, and you lose production for the period of time that well is down. And so guys like Eric, they're really the geniuses that develop the chemistries, evolve the chemistries to make it more affordable to deploy these chemistries and eventually, ultimately put more money in our customers' pockets.
How is that world changing? How is today in the oil field with production chemicals that obviously keep them running different than 5 years ago even?
Yeah, well, I think Eric could probably touch on the evolution of chemistry there a little bit.
How's that going, Eric?
Well, it's always trying to do more with less. We're finding more cost-effective solutions. For one of ours is corrosion, getting chemistries that operate better in high-velocity flow regimes. And then always less. In North Dakota, we have challenges up here with, besides making high-performance chemistries, we have to make sure they don't freeze. That's something that our friends down south don't have to deal with, and it limits our options. And there's always a different segment, whether it's scale or corrosion. Kind of scale's coming back around now as the cutting edge of R&D, but there's always a push forward to do something a little bit more affordable.
So give me a little sense of that curve. I mean, when you're in a lab trying to say, hey, okay, how do we get this to be a little bit better than it was last year? Does it take, you know, 3, 5, 10 years for that kind of research? Are you what kind of time frame on all this innovation do you have?
Not for us. Can't speak for everyone. Our innovation cycle, we think, is a lot shorter than a lot of other companies, even some of the ones that, you know, have publicly traded tickers. We can have done some things in weeks and months. Our longest probably R&D cycle would have been close to a year, but we ended up with 4 products out of that innovation cycle. So we kind of know the playbook. We know what's important, what checks our boxes, so we don't chase too many rabbit holes, and we can target our efforts and resources pretty effectively.
Yeah, and it obviously takes a sizable investment, Kevin, no question about it, but it's obviously an important part of this as well. Talk a little bit about what your customers say about you in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're always trying to do more with less, and it's not a cheap space to play, and it requires a lot of investment, but what I think is so exciting is we have the talent right here in North Dakota. We've got phenomenal graduates coming out of our universities, smart folks, and this conference is all about innovation. You hear from every single speaker talking about innovation, and we're happy to invest in innovation. We have some great partnerships at the universities, and one innovation that I love to talk about is our new EOR, Enhanced Oil Recovery Biosurfactant. This has been a project that we've been working on for over a year, and the really simple version of it is we believe we can pump chemistry surfactants into the wellbore to reach rock and reach oil that previously was not touchable. And so that has been a huge investment that we've made both in time and in money this year. We've got a couple trials in the ground, and we're really excited about the results. We're actually seeing production increase between 50 and 75% post-treatment, and we believe we can sustain that increase for about a year. Not only that, we think we can go in year after year and re-stimulate these wells. So
how long do you go in after a typical frack?
Well, great question. We're really trying to target wells that have been, for the most part, depleted down between 10 and 100 barrels. And what is remarkable, we have about 15,000 wells that are under 150 barrels. So we have a huge...
When you say 150 barrels...
Per day.
Per day.
Excuse me. Per
well.
Yeah.
Yep.
150
And they start at what? What do they crank it out when they start?
Anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 IP. You know, we have a really steep decline curve on Bakken wells.
Right. They call it the hockey stick, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And so this is when you get to the bottom of
so
that
this
curve?
This is kind of when we're starting to flatline.
Okay.
And, we're only doing about 40 to 50 fracks per month right now, and that's just not enough. frankly, to sustain our current production level in North Dakota.
Right.
So without new technologies, and we're not the magic bullet here, but we think we're a piece of that EOR puzzle. And if we can take those 10, 15,000 wells and incrementally increase their production by 25, 50%, it's a meaningful impact on production in the state of North Dakota.
So this product you're talking about that is doing this, is that then replace the water that is doing it on the initial frack?
No, it's not replacing the water. We pump these down with a pill of fresh water, but what's remarkable, what we're seeing is we're actually changing the wettability of the rock, and we're actually seeing an increase in the oil-to-water ratio. So wells that we're making five barrels a day are in water and 20 barrels in oil are now making 30 to 40 barrels of oil and only about 5 to 7 barrels of water. So we're changing the water wettability. We're getting more oil without getting more water back, which is a good thing because water costs operators money.
And again, just from the standpoint of impact, so just think about it from the impact, if you have a well and you're able to get more oil out of that well, which we do right now, right, because even if you just without the enhanced oil recovery, we're already getting better at this, and you do what Kevin and Eric are telling us about, now you have less impact. You have the same pumper, you have this, same amount of truck traffic. You don't say, I need another well to do this. I mean, that's the benefit of this kind of technology.
Absolutely. It's a huge benefit because we're not talking about a multi-million-dollar frack with, a dozen trucks and water haulers and all of this. It's a very small impact. We can pump this away with one frack pump, a handful of frack tanks, and a very, very minimal impact, which is important because what do we hear throughout this whole conference? ESG. How do we lower our environmental footprint? How do we provide sustainable, green, clean technologies? And this really checks all those boxes in a big way.
Yeah. Now, on average, we get about 10% of the oil that's in the rock out, right?
Yeah.
Where do you see that number going if these trials that are happening with EERC and others and your chemical?
Yeah.
I mean, is the top end 20? Is it 30? What? I mean,
that's a great question. I think that is part of cracking the code, and I don't think we know the answer. It's going to take kind of an all hands on deck approach. The CO2 sequestration that the EERC is working on and Project Tundra is really a huge project, and that's going to be meaningful. It's hard. I think it's a little too early, and I don't know, Eric, if you want to opine on that. But
take a bite at that apple. Yeah. I mean, first of all, people should understand a fraction of a percent is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Because you take the amount of wells that are out there, and so every percentile that you do is pretty extraordinary. I mean, swag it for me between 5 and 10%. You think eventually over time, or just impossible to know at this point?
It is impossible. I mean, if we can approach percent levels of whole numbers, that would be incredible. And, like Kevin said, we're targeting those wells making under 150 barrels now. The next step in this technology is life cycle treatments, including it in the frack, and then taking lab measurements to see when that effect from the chemistry is depleted, reapplying it throughout the life cycle. So we're increasing production 25-50% when it's still making 500 barrels a day instead of making 100 barrels a day, and those are bigger numbers, and that can change the forecast. You'll have to get a reservoir engineer for the actual percentages, but I mean you can kind of surmise the math from you can change the overall forecast of a well.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So who's your customer, Kevin?
So we work for about 50 different operators in the Bakken. We work for 19 of the top 20. We've got a lot of great customers like Continental Resources, Hess, Oasis. We're very fortunate to work for a lot of major players and also some of the smaller and regional operators too. We've got a phenomenal customer base.
But what you're selling really is your brains. You're selling you're selling technology.
Absolutely.
But it's technology that comes from, we got to think about how to do this differently. Get guys in a lab and figure out how to do this differently, right?
Well, I think when COVID hit and we all sat in our offices and watched oil fall to -$37 a barrel, I think it really slapped us in the face and said, we got to think of ways to do more, and we have to figure out how we can add more value. Production chemicals is, that's where our roots are. But we think we can take the lessons we've learned in production chemicals, and we think there is a magic and a power to chemistry that can play a role in enhanced soil recovery moving forward. And, it's just a good homegrown innovation right here in North Dakota.
I love that story. Kevin Black, Eric Nelson, Credence Energy. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Scott. Privilege to be with you.
You bet. I'm going to come in the lab someday with you, Eric. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Let's set it up.
I just want to see that happen. That's pretty amazing. Innovation everywhere at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. When we come back, James Lehman from the Department of Congress, and then it'll be day three. I'm going to head to the stage here shortly with Kelsey Warren. Stay tuned.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So, I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee, what is the high-end potential?
The high-end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, 16. But CDL drivers at 22, so they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. Reddrilling.com, two D's in that, reddrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds, $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts, $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs, 28-pack, $3.99. Liquid ice, 2 for $3. And have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Wednesday edition, live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. We'll call 701-214-6372. The 2021 Enclave's now in stock. You can go right down the line. I mean, the new Acadias are in stock, and between the new Buick SUV models, now up to 19% below MSRP, and all the purchase allowance money, you can't, afford not to check it out. Plus, the all-new electric super truck, the GMC Hummer EV, is the details on that they've got there as well. Just a lot of 0% money, too, going on right now. Free money. Can't beat the free money. It's SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or give them a call at 701
214-6372.
We're at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, live and on location in the beautiful Bismarck Event Center. And you know what? This is breaking news.
What is?
There's an event happening.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, as planned, on schedule, and guess what? 2,500, maybe 3,000 people are coming to it. What? That doesn't happen anywhere on the planet. It does in North Dakota. It's happening. This is day one. It's a three-day event. Everything you need to know about the oil and gas industry is happening here. Everything about the future of North Dakota. Let me start. We're going to chat with three gentlemen here a little bit about why they are here, why this is important. The first, James Lehman, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce. He is hosting a panel on homegrown innovations this afternoon, talking about emerging technical solutions and getting your employees involved in that discussion. There's something novel about how enhanced oil recovery is going green. That's something we need to talk about. Wellhead and sand filtration innovation, a lot happening in that space. Track frack and platform optimization, big things happening there. James, all of these things make my head explode. What are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about the energy transformation in which we're currently living in. We have a lot to produce, oil, natural gas, lignite, you name it, renewables. And the way the world's going with respect to environmental, social, corporate governance, people that buy our electrons and our products downstream, as well as the new regulatory environment that's surfacing, we need to get smart, we need to get cleaner, and we need to do it through innovation, not regulation. So we're going to talk to a few folks today about the innovative approaches that they're taking with their smart folks that work on site, utilizing their brain power, utilizing technologies and engineering, and utilizing the beautiful and luscious amount of 800 years worth of lignite, several hundred years worth of oil and natural gas that we're simply flaring and not monetizing, and talk about how we're going to monetize that, how we're going to do it cleanly, how we're going to do it inexpensively, and how we're going to do it for the long term so we can grow value-added energy production, innovation, as well as increase our raw production.
What is the most important thing to solving every challenge any industry has, but we're at the oil and gas industry, let's talk about that. What's the low-hanging fruit of everything needed for the future and innovation technology? What would it be?
It's teamwork and synchronization. It's understanding the problem, taking that problem, dissecting it, working together as an industry with the public sector as well as with adequate research and development dollars, and putting all of our heads together and commercializing the very best intellectual property, technology, and clean energy tools so that we can grow these industries faster, cleaner, and meet the energy demand of the future. So working as a team in an agile environment, small state, a lot of people, a lot of intellectual property, a lot of intellectual capital, putting all of that together, moving in sync to achieve the very best for our state.
You know, what's interesting, because the answer to that question in, I'd say, 48 out of 50 states is money. Just give me more money and I'll fix the problem. You didn't say money. You said teamwork. You said innovation. Obviously, capital is important, but that's almost easy once you've got the solution, right?
Capital is very important, and the state is making the investments, the requisite investments, into the appropriate levels of research and development in order to realize that goal. But most importantly, it's not the money. It's sitting down. It's solving the problems, understanding solutions that'll help us long-term attract private capital. So when you look at environmental, social, and corporate governance, and you look at the rules associated with it and the milestones that need to be met, we can accomplish that right here on a micro scale and on a large scale, and we're doing it in chunks. So when you put all of these components together and integrate it at a systems level view, you suddenly find that this system is able to accommodate the needs for the state, the region, and subsequently the country. And so that's why coming together as a team is super important, being on the same page and moving together in order to achieve the very optimal results that we're trying to desire here with 3,000 or so folks.
We have an ag mentality in North Dakota, which I think is fantastic, because we have more ag innovation in North Dakota than anything, right? We just solve problems no matter what. Then we don't try to buy something off the shelf. We just say, we have a problem here, let's fix it, right? And all of our ancestors and the homesteading that happened here brought that. You couldn't go to the implement dealer and get something fixed. You had to make it. You had to design it. So for those folks that are in that world that just know how to solve problems, what do you want them to know about what they could bring to the oil and gas industry in the way of solving problems?
Well, if you look at it, there are a number of nexus points where you see similar trajectories. Oil came later. you know, the trajectory of growth came a little bit later. But the same spirit exists in the West due to geographic isolation, a unique need to solve problems, and then also, you know, if you look at the various currents that are against us, whether it's regulatory, whether it's market forces, whether it's private capital forces, you're seeing today that it's coming together just like it did several decades ago, several generations ago, to accomplish the same goal. So that's why you're seeing, if you walk through the parking lot here, amazing technologies on display, because people are finding innovative solutions organic to the state in order to realize and solve those same problems that folks did in agriculture decades ago.
Keep things going. You're doing a great job as the Commerce Commissioner in North Dakota, and it's an exciting place to be right now in North Dakota, and certainly this is a big reason why.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. We are wrapping it up. What's on your mind? Hey, reminder for you, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, brought to you by Oasis Petroleum at oasispetroleum.com. 855-217-76 is the number. Leave a message there anytime. We're also brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, abmnow.com. Locations, Grand Forks, West Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Call them to solve all of your business problems. We'll talk tomorrow. See ya.
There's no terrain too tough for hypertrophic equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hypertrophic equipment available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.